The Gemara early on Daf Kuv Zayin and Beis brings down the Mishnah Mishkalim Shishal and Nedavik Negemi, and then the Gemara brings down the Simon Kamath Shah, which is Kuf Mem and the Fei, then Shin and Ayin. Then it brings in all these different mandam and what these Shishal and Nedavik were connected. Now Lachai, the Simon is Tamu. It's not clear what the Simon is referring to. Pashas, it's the mandamrim and the Gemara that explain it, but there's six mandamrim and there's only five letters in the simon, and the letters don't really match up to the different mandamrim over here fully. So Shaila is, what does the simon mean? The Adaris in the Sefer Megillah Samanim asks Kasha, he says that in place of a simon hazeh b'ashkafa rishayna, that there is no pshat in the simon, the fida ashkafa rishayna. But if you look in the sheet over here, the sheet of Megabatzis changes the gears, and he says that the simon shouldn't be kamaf shah, but it should be kanaz Pesha, Kufnun Zayin, Pei, Shin, Ayin. And Lefi that, Lechar does make sense, because the Kuf is going for Chizkiah, the Nun is going for Reb Yechanan, has a Nun, the Zayin is going for Zairi, Pei is going for Barpada, and then the Shin would be going for Shmuel, and Ayin is going for Abayashia, has an Ayin in his name. So Lefi that, this simon makes sense. But the Shah is, what's up Shah in our simon? Kamaf Shah, Lechar doesn't make any sense. Not the right letters and not the right amount of letters. But I think Lechar, the beer is Pasha, the Nevada, the correct year, so it's like the Shita is saying that it said Kanaz Pesha. But the printers saw the Nun and the Zayin got a little bit squished together. They were pushed together. And when you put the Nun and the Zayin together, it looks like a mem. Even the way we print it, if you look at it, there's just a thin line between the Nun and the Zayin. If you fill that in, then it looks like Kuf Mem. So that was Kuf Mem. And then the Pei of Pesha, they, by mistake, put together with the Kuf and the Mem. So it ended up being Kuf Mem Pei, and then Shin Ayin. So the Nun and Zayin turned into Mem, and the Pei went with them, and that is how you got Kamaf Shah. But if you separate the Mem into a Nun and a Zayin, then you're left with Kanaz, Kuf, and Zayin, and then you put the Pei together with the Shah, and then that equals Kanaz Pesha, which makes perfect sense in the Gemara. So that's Mistaver, that is what the meaning of our Simon was as well. Like the Shita says, it was really Kanaz Pesha, but the Nun and the Zayin became a Mem, the Pei went to the wrong word, and the Fi that it is all Meyushuv.